Texas Hunting, 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your hosts, Rick Hale and Joe Dionne.
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, and welcome to the Gone Fishing Show for the second week. Is this the second or third week in the month?
This should be the third.
Third week?
Well, today's the 20th. Today's the 20th, so it's got to be the third week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Like I said, welcome to the Gone Fishing Show. This is Joe Dionne in studio with Mr. Jeff Altman, Captain Don Taylor Jr., Inshore Outdoors Charters, and the lovely Miss Elizabeth Saylor.
How are you guys doing?
Good. Rick is out again today. He is scheduled with a couple more new doctors, so he should be returning next week.
Hey, they're keeping him kicking.
Yep.
Yeah, I just talked to him a couple of days ago. He didn't mention being out today.
Well, I'm going to throw these tides at y'all real quick and get them out of the way, and then we'll proceed. Tides, Palm Valley, tomorrow, high 6:20 a.m. with a 4.5, a low at 12:15. Ortega, high at 6:25 with a 1.0, low at 1 o'clock. Downtown, high at 6 a.m., 1.9. Dames Point, high at 5:05 with a 3.3. Jetties, 4:05 a.m. high with a 4.9, and Sisters Creek high with a 5:10 with a 3.9. We have some giveaways on the show today. We did this a few weeks ago, and you must have your Fishing Connection publication in front of you because that's where you're going to find the answers. We're going to give away a few T-shirts today and some gulp prize packs and some tackle and so on and so forth. So that's one of our agendas today. And what I'm going to do real quick is I'm going to throw out the very first question so y'all can be working on it. Question number one. In your Fishing Connection July issue, how many bait and tackle shops are in the Fernandina Beach area and they advertise in the Fishing Connection, and who are they?
Wow.
How many bait and tackle shops in the Fernandina Beach area advertise in the Fishing Connection, and who are the two people? Well, I just gave away the answer, didn't I?
All right. Two people, yeah.
Oh, yeah, my gosh.
Sure did.
Still
all
right, know who
first
they
one
are.
First one to call.
Just name them.
With the correct answer, wins a gold prize pack.
Now, what if I know I'm right here? Like, can I just win right now?
No.
Okay.
They won't let you run out in the hall either.
Jeff's got his brother on speed dial.
Yeah,
yeah, I see that.
Jeff, you know the answer?
No.
All right, it's been an interesting few weeks. Y'all guys were here with Rick last week, and then I was out. I had a little injury.
Yes, tell us about you, by the way.
Yeah, I had a little injury. Went out on the media boat last Wednesday for the Kingfish Tournament. And nice 35-foot contender, triple 350s, running about 50 miles an hour, and I'm sitting on the seat in front of the center console, and all of a sudden we hit a huge wave, and I went 2 feet up in the air, and as I'm coming back down, the boat's coming back up, and my butt and the seat meet hard.
Ouch.
So it felt like a little lightning bolt shot from my butt up to my brain. Instant nausea. I thought I was going to pass out, you know. But I just roughed
that
it out. I didn't
want to. Right,
yeah,
there.
It was. It was real hard.
Kind of
so what
way.
I did was I actually fractured my lower lumbar.
Did you? Really?
And, yep.
Which one did you fracture? What L?
I don't know what the numbers, seven, probably, nine, something.
Probably tractus coccyx bone.
Yeah. But no, it was, they took the x-rays and said it was from an old injury. And then, you know, like us being a truck driver over the years, I've injured my back several times. So at the age now, they said it's just really fragile and you fractured it and it's going to take a long time to heal. So
that's not good.
Do you have that much time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got 3 years left.
That's good.
Between you and Rick, though, buddy, well.
I know, man.
Well, I think all of us have, in the last month, have been some rough patches.
Yep. You've been in the hospital off and on.
Was it July 4th? We went to the Springs, had a great time. I was over there in Wakulla Springs, over south of Tallahassee, and it was a hot day. So you're out, you're getting hot, and you're getting jumping in the springs, and you're getting out, jumping back in the springs. When we got back to my friend Jeff's house, we were grilling out. Then we hit the fireworks show down in Sopchoppy, which is about an hour and a half outside of Tallahassee. I had a heat stroke.
Wow.
Yep. I hit the floor. I was flopping around like a flounder. Ended up having a seizure, and off the emergency room I went. So
Don had an issue this morning.
Yep. No, it was
this morning.
This
was yesterday. Yeah.
We'll talk about it on the backside.
Yeah, I see we have Craig on the line, so we'll talk to Craig when we come back.
We'll get him on the other side to break. 904-296-2692 is the phone number you want to call in. Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville. Go to GoneFishingShow.com if you want to listen to us live streaming. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Looking for a great day of fishing or want to learn how the pros do it? Then you need to call Captain John Eggers. John's one of the leading guides in the Jacksonville area. John's won such tournaments as the Cabela's IFA Redfish Tournament and has been on many outdoor shows such as TNN and NBC Sports. He'll combine his knowledge of tournament fishing with his charter experience to ensure you have a trip of a lifetime. Give John a call at 591-1611. Again, 591-1611. Or stop by Rick's Bait and Tackle for John's information.
Save a nickel, save a dime. You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the Fat Cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to jacksbargaincabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue. When it comes to those pesky bugs, leave them to Beaver. Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business, and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay. We appreciate you standing by. I believe we have a caller on the line. You about ready?
We do.
All right, let's go with Mr. Craig.
Hello, guys.
Craig Hello. Van Brocklin pulled another one out of his hiney this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
He did?
Yes.
What did he do?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry.
You're the one with the rear end problem.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
Yes,
right.
I do.
He definitely does.
I was going to say, is that public
Congratulations,
knowledge?
Congratulations, bud. You just couldn't get there fast enough, huh?
True. Yeah, I mean, I caught that fish at 6:30 in the morning, but
wow.
And you always think you're going to catch something bigger, so I guess I should have went on in at 9, waited in, and went home. But you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. I've waited and caught bigger fish.
Well, congratulations
on
that.
Tournament, so.
So what'd
that
you wind up with?
He hasn't wound up with anything yet.
6.24 pound redfish.
Wow.
So okay. I'll be picking up my $500 check tomorrow.
That's good. That's gas money.
I'll take it, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take it home, give it to the wife.
What else is going on there, boy?
Yeah, I was talking to Craig the other day.
Well, I understand you're having some kind of contest
today.
Oh,
yes. Yes, yeah, I am. Yep. And the question is, how many bait and tackle shops in the Fernandina area advertise in the paper, and who are they?
Only two come to mind, Leaders and Sinkers and Amelia. Is that right? Or
that's correct.
Or
Leaders and Sinkers and Amelia Island Bait and Tackle are the only two in the area that advertise in the Fishing Connection. There are more.
Lofton Creek doesn't.
No.
Okay.
No.
Woo-hoo. Congratulations.
No, we're trying to get them for quite a while and can't get them back to us. So.
Didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right. Congratulations. You are the winner of a double pack of gulp.
Yay!
Heck yeah, man.
You got the ghost shrimp and you got the peeler crabs.
What flavor do you
can't go wrong with either of those.
No. And you know where they're going to be, buddy.
I like caramel flavor. So you got those?
Chocolate caramel?
In fact, Elizabeth, you got caramel flavor?
I don't have caramel flavor.
Craig, have you ever caught anything on those peeler shrimp?
I have, sir. I have.
Have you really?
I've caught trout on them. Not something I use regularly, I've caught plenty of bluefish on them too. But you know,
bluefish.
If they're biting, a lot of times if they're biting, they'll bite any kind of gulp.
Well, Craig, tell us about
bluefish will bite a hook,
bite a jig.
Yeah. Yeah.
Craig, tell us about your day last Saturday, buddy. I know you had a good day. Tell us about how your day went. Everything
Went pretty good. Launched about 5:30. Got my spot at say 6:15. Sat there for about half an hour with nothing, which was weird for the spot. And then some red started moving my bait around. And then finally caught that one that won, or 1 second. Then that was it for the bite there. Went to another place, nothing. Went to about 5 different places, nothing. Went to the last place and got a 25-inch red, which weighed a little bit less. It was like this upper 5-pounder. Mm-hmm. Then I saw a bunch of building rings, so I left. But all in all, it was a pretty boring day. I only caught the 2 redfish all day and nothing else.
Yeah, we had a pretty good day. We caught several redfish. Well, not a ton, but we caught some redfish. But we caught them early in the morning, though. And then once, about 11 o'clock or so, 11:30, it kind of really slowed down. And then we caught the trout in the afternoon and caught the pretty good flounder in the afternoon. And then decided to make our run back to, back to the ramp and it's kind of weird time for first place and not winning first place, you know, but it happens,
hey,
man.
This happened to both of you.
Yeah, happened to both of
you.
Yeah,
we both.
You know, same two fish, same weights and time.
Really?
Determine the winner. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, and in case anybody doesn't know, this is the Jacksonville Kingfish Tournament Redfish Division.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
And Don Taylor was in the boat.
Me and Mr. Jim Britton. He came down to fish with me.
And Craig was fishing in the kayak.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you got two divisions that were both determined by time.
And there were some Altmans won something off a dock, too, I heard.
Yeah.
My grandkids took my first and second.
Wow. Now, those are my grandnieces and nephews.
Yep, that they are.
Grandnieces and nephews. Cousins and nieces.
Now, what was that, Jeff? That was the junior angler division?
The junior angler dock tournament.
And that went down yesterday, right?
No, that was Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
They had that on Tuesday.
Yeah, because they also had the boat division. I saw them running out there.
The boat division for the kingfish. But these are just, the kids on the dock catching whatever they can. It's just an aggregate.
All right, Craig. You know where to pick them up, buddy.
Yes, I do.
I'll have them there tomorrow.
All right. Y'all have a good time.
Appreciate the call, buddy. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you.
All right. Let's get the next question in so y'all can be working on it. Here's the next question for a prize pack. How many contributing riders are listed in the Fishing Connection?
A bunch.
How many contributing riders are listed in the Fishing Connection in the month of July?
And it looks like we already have a caller.
That's a good question.
Well, let's see. We got a caller? Nope, not yet.
It's an interesting question.
All right, how many contributing riders are listed in the Fishing Connection in the July issue? 904-296-2692. And you will win a gold prize pack.
Now, you're saying contributing riders. Is that like everybody in general, or is that a...
Contributing riders. If you look through the paper and you find that word contributing riders, there'll be a list of how many are under there.
He must have thought long and hard, didn't he?
Yeah.
Who thought these questions up for you, Jay?
Two of them are here already with us.
Who thought the question up with you?
Okay.
Anyway.
Let's go with this caller. Hey,
Hello. How
you doing?
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are you? This is Lisa.
Hey, sweetie. How you been?
Lisa Fitzgerald, CCA Star Tournament. And congratulations on the new honor that you just got.
One of the top 30 female
anglers in Florida or in the world? I think in the world,
North America.
North America.
Hey.
That's pretty much the world anyway, I say.
Nice.
Congratulations on that honor, Lisa.
I couldn't have gotten there without the help of so many people, you guys and all the anglers that I've fished with over my lifetime, and all of the great people who had faith in me when I first started in the fishing arena. You know, it's just amazing how we all come together and how we cross paths 20, 30 years later. So, that's one of the things that I want to try so hard to remind people of, is that what we do today, in 30 years, we're going to have an impact. So some of the things that we do, some of the decisions we make as far as our marine resources, catching a fish, a big, beautiful trout, release her because she's going to, she's going to be the one that spawns future generations of fish for our children and other children to catch. So.
Oh, I totally agree. I totally agree. This is Elizabeth Saylor, by the way.
I totally
agree, because I've got three little ones, and, I take them out and I try to teach them conservation and, especially the big trout. Oh, it kills me when I see people catching trout over 20 inches,
and keeping them
and throwing them in the cooler. Because, those are going to be the ones that are going to be producing, the big fish for my children to be able to catch.
That's exactly right. And, with our star competition, that is the reason that we didn't do a big fish tournament. We just want people who catch, a legal-sized trout, take a picture of it, submit it. You have a chance at winning a brand new boat. We pay out six places in the trout division.
Yep.
It's a random drawing of all your entries.
You can't do that. I don't think so.
It is the same way with all of our divisions. We have $500,000 to give away for people who are fishing. And if you're fishing any day, there are so many different divisions. We give away $100,000 in college scholarships to our youth anglers every year.
Wow.
With this year, we're going to have given away a total of $400,000 in college scholarships.
That's beautiful.
So can I ask you, let me ask you a quick question, though. Now, captains cannot, they cannot qualify for the CCA Star, but their clients on the boat can. Is that correct?
Well, not exactly. Clients can't participate in the recreational side of the fishing tournament, but captains can fish in the tagged redfish division. They have the opportunity, if they catch a tagged redfish or a tagged dolphin, to win prizes. They can also compete in the trash division, in the lionfish division, and some of the other divisions. They just, we don't want them competing against their fishing clients and against recreational anglers.
Okay.
But I think she said, you asked if the clients on board could compete in the tournament, correct?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
The clients can.
If the client is
a CCA
member.
Right, certified, yeah.
His tournament dues.
Yeah, yep.
Now, I have gals out at the GJKT fishing, the Kingfish tournament. Mm-hmm. They're going to be there tonight and all day tomorrow, registering anglers for Star. And if you go out there, they can pick up the official measuring device. You can get, if you register there on site, you'll get either a free hat, free t-shirt, or a free Tervis tumbler. So you should go out and see them, get yourself registered. There's lots of great things happening out there. I can tell you that, you know, it's so much fun.
Now, and where are they holding that? Is that at Sisters Creek?
Yeah, that's the Kingfish tournament.
Yep.
Okay. Just want to let everybody know.
All right.
Lisa,
good
we're
deal.
Going into a break.
Thank you, sweetie.
Give us a call next week and
keep us informed on what's going on.
Yes, sir.
All right, babe. Be careful out there. 904-296-2692, gonefishingshow.com on Sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville, Florida. The website is gonefishingshow.com. There is no G in fishing. You can go to that website and listen to the show live streaming on your computer or download the app. All right, y'all stand by. We'll return shortly. Hold on.
The year was 1957, and Elvis Presley had the number one hit that year, All Shook Up. And in Liverpool, England, the Cavern Club opened and featured the Beatles, which is where the Fab Four got their start. 1957 was also the year that the Boger family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by three board-certified podiatrists on staff. With your doctor's prescription, they can custom-make orthotics in their on-site lab. And this month, Boger Shoes is featuring the Birkenstock Giza, a proven classic with signature support and an anatomically shaped court latex footbed. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoe success since 1957. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
To ensure your vehicle's maintenance and repairs are done properly and at a fair price, call Stewart Automotive Repair. This family-owned operation is an official Napa Auto Care Center with ASC-certified mechanics that have the know-how to diagnose and repair almost any foreign or domestic vehicle that comes their way. Stewart Automotive Repair. Great people. Great service. Located behind the Kangaroo Store at Beach and Hodges. Call 992-6868. Online at stewardautomotiverepair.com. That's stewardautomotiverepair.com.
My name is Amanda, and I am in the Life Builders Recovery Program at City Rescue Mission. I've allowed alcohol to take my career, my family, and my faith from me. I was also sexually abused and became depressed, even suicidal. It was those suicidal thoughts that became my wake-up call. I was referred to CRM by another facility that told me I needed a longer-term recovery program. A God-centered program and the counselors at CRM have given me the freedom and the willingness to open up. I no longer see myself as an alcoholic. I see myself as a child of God. I know that I am worthy of love and that I can do all things through Christ. After graduating from CRM, I want to work in the nonprofit field and be of service to others.
I'm Penny Kivett, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Does rainy weather make you nervous? Alliant Roofing says that it's time to think about a new roof. Get repairs done or ask about a roof tune-up. Once water seeps into the roof, you have a great chance of costly repairs and mold leading to health issues. Mason Fleming and Alliant Roofing has over 30 years of experience specializing in commercial and residential type roof systems. Call for a free estimate at 237-4700 or 721-7663. Alliant Roofing, Florida State Certified Roofing License CCC 132-8560. Florida State Certified Builder's License CBC 125-7928.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, welcome back. I'm going to throw this question out here again, if y'all didn't get it a second ago. For a Gulp prize pack, how many contributing riders are listed in the Fishing Connection July's issue? You're going to find that pretty close to the front page. It could be the front page, could be the second, could be the third page, but you're going to find it. Just count the number of contributing riders. First one that can call and tell me how many wins a Gulp prize pack. Okay.
I didn't realize that was on the front page like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at it all the time.
Let me see. I want to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. But, Jeff, did you see who won the I know the Altmans won the dock division. Who won the boat division for the junior anglers? Do you guys know by any chance?
I can find out
real quick.
I just
want to give them a shout-out because that's pretty special for those kids to get out there and get to go fishing with
the adults. I saw the post.
Yep.
That Super,
was planning on doing that.
I think Jim posted it. We'll find it.
Yeah.
I was looking for
we'll definitely
seem to find it.
Run down
let's get
the top ten.
Oh, we got a caller.
We do.
All right, we ready for Ralph?
Yep.
All right. Hey, Ralph, what's going on, buddy?
Not a whole lot. Haven't been doing a lot of fishing lately, but I'm doing okay.
You're fine. Good deal. All right. I guess you're calling for the answer, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a shot and see what happens.
Do it.
Fire away, Ralph.
Okay. Yeah, I count 20 people. 20 contributors.
Bing, bing, ding, dong. You got it, my friend.
That is correct.
Big what?
He got 20. All right. Good job.
Good job.
So, we're going to
give Ralph DOA.
Ralph, do you know where Rick's Bait and Tackle is in Jacks Beach?
Yeah, I won a prize last week. I know
that's okay. Oh. Yeah. You know exactly
where to go.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we got another little prize pack here for you. I'll have it there tomorrow.
All right, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, my friend. Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome.
What did Ralph win a couple weeks ago? I can't remember.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Ralph won a...
He won something.
No, he won a. Hold on a minute.
We'll be here. We'll be here.
There was so much stuff that was given away.
Yeah, there
hard
was.
To remember,
we got tons of stuff sitting up here.
What?
Check this out.
Yeah,
I remember the question. It was something to do. It was the third call. I remember that.
Yeah,
I
know
he
got.
Call back again.
I think he got the claws, the fish claws, or the fish pullers. He won a pair of those that Rick had them on the wall.
D hooker.
Thank
was
you.
Was I here?
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Something else. I can't remember what it was off the top of my head, but congratulations to Ralph. All right. So Ralph's got that. He'll get that tomorrow.
Cool deal. What else?
All right. Let's get another one here out of the way real quick before we proceed. How many ads are on page 11, and who are they? For a free Fishing Connection pocket t-shirt.
Ooh.
How many ads are on page 11, and who are they? For a free Fishing Connection pocket t-shirt.
Hey,
first
one
to call me with the correct amount, and you got to read those advertisers off, you get your free t-shirt for your size.
Hey, can I make up a question?
I don't know. I'd have to hear it during the break first.
That's fine. Come on, man. That's funny.
All right. That's it. How many can... No, we done got that one. How many ads are on page 11, and who are they for a free Fishing Connection pocket t-shirt?
I'm on page 11 right now. I know. Can I answer?
No. 904-296-2692. 296-2692. You have to pick your shirt up at Rick's Bait and Tackle.
So, have we found out who the I'm dying to know who the junior angler was. I saw it was like a 44-pound fish, wasn't it? Like a 43 or 44-pound fish?
No, I don't think it was that big.
Hold on.
I thought it was.
And
how it is, you always can't find it when you're looking for it.
Yep, yeah. Exactly.
But anyways, so Elizabeth, have you done any fishing lately by any chance? We know you're a world traveler now, so it's hard to keep up with you.
Yeah, right. This summer's flying by. I was over in the Gulf Coast, visiting some friends over 4th of July. Did that. I'm heading out back that way this Sunday to go scalloping. So, yeah, just traveling around, fishing, doing whatever I want to do on my summer, you know?
Right.
That's what school teachers do. So I'm going to start ramping up towards getting down south, Cars Park area, Mosquito Lagoon area.
Nice.
For my son. Because he's going to want to fish the IFA. He won junior angler in that this year for Jacksonville. And so he wants to compete in that and try to take a – he did really like good overall. I think he got seventh place. I mean, mm-hmm. he competed against grown men. Yeah. And he is so super excited about that. So heading back into school, I told him, I said, you keep your grades up first semester, straight A's. And, I'll go down there and pre-fish for you. But –
You'll go pre-fish for
it. Yeah.
Isn't
that nice as a mom?
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you know.
Right, yeah.
So we've got a camper that we pull behind the SUV, and so we'll just go down there and stay for a couple of days and, you know, try to find some fish. And if it doesn't work out, then we'll go down there for the captain's meeting and drive back up to Jacksonville. It sounds terrible, but.
So you say you're going to the West Coast, you said?
This weekend I'm going there, I guess. We're going to do fishing all day Saturday, or Saturday evening, Sunday, and then scalloping all day Sunday. That's try cool. to limit out on that. So.
Yeah, it's pretty fun to do. It looks like
looks like the winner was a 44.95.
Yeah, you were right.
Pound.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Steve Carman on the Flying Hawaiian. Congratulations,
well, congratulations
Steve.
On that.
And then you got a.
How old was he?
I don't know. It doesn't tell.
Okay.
It just says junior.
That'd be
angler.
Interesting, you know? Like, I can imagine like a little 8-year-old pulling that in.
Yep. And then on the shore bet was James Shearer with a 41.5-pound.
What is the shore
kingfish.
Bet? What is that now? Like there,
the name of the boat.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
We had 7 and 8 year olds pulling in 45-plus kings.
You say shore bet.
Oh, yeah.
All the side bet.
My son. He's done it in a kayak over in the Gulf. In a kayak, he's pulled red snapper up off the bottom. I just sit there and kind of.
And you just drag up 200-pound tarpon. So
I'm raising them right.
I'm gonna have to get you to autograph that copy of Kayak
the magazine.
Yeah,
this weather's been crazy though, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
Once again, it's just
we're on another little rain spell. I think supposed to last through the weekend.
Yeah, we went out yesterday. Myself and longtime friend Dean Jones and show contributor Carlos Garcia down to Flagler. We went out yesterday and we had a really good day. Caught several redfish, threw lures most of the day. Caught some nice flounder. Even caught a trout on topwater. But it was crazy though. Once the tide, stopped moving, and even on the way back in, they really never got fired back up. And then the clouds rolled in, and it was like almost like a light switch. Everything went dead.
Wow.
It was crazy. But the same thing on Tuesday. It's like when the tide starts changing. At the first of the change, actually it's been the last part of the outgoing. It's been really good, and then almost the first part of the slack on the incoming has been good, and then. once the tide starts moving in, I think there's so much water going in and out right now. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of got the fish kind of, in my opinion, kind of confused a little way, in a little bit.
Jeff, did you figure out about guana? Remember that fish, that the picture that was posted of all those croaker and everything? That was
all the dead fish.
What happened? Nobody's explained that.
No, nobody has. But if you notice, everything was small. You know, it wasn't affecting the large fish. And it could have been something with, you know, them tearing up the dam and, you know.
Water temp, salinity, whatever, you know.
Yeah, something happened up around that dam that caused, you know, the smaller fish to die. We were talking about that at the HAL event last weekend. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just don't think it's anything major or anything like that. It was just a small fish kill because everything that was there was all small fish.
Yeah, because I was there that week before.
Yeah. Where's that on the dam? Is that where it's at?
Yeah, right, it was right on the dam.
Right there along the beach.
On the shoreline.
On both sides of the dam itself.
Yeah.
Well, Guana, I've never been there, but it's enclosed, right?
Yeah, it's the Guana lake.
Guana Lake.
It's lake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So really, what can get in the water there to affect it? I mean, is it fed by anything?
No. It's just managed by the dam. So yeah. the lake side's all, it's all encompassed. Like, you can launch from 6 Mile, you can launch from the dam, and you can only have, what is it, 7 horsepower?
9.9. Yeah.
But then on the other side, that connects to the intercoastal.
Yeah.
It goes out and then it comes wraps around to the intercoastal.
Like we went to St. Augustine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And was it Mike's Place and all that?
Yeah,
so that's tidal. That's all tidal right there.
Talamato.
Oh, yeah. Talamato.
Yeah.
I got
you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But then the lake is controlled by the dam. So the water
on the other side, is that where that is?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's fed.
So you pull
they feed water
one's to the right, one's to the left.
Right.
Yeah.
So they adjust it, you know, several times during the year. All right, 904-296-2692. We're looking for the answer to the question, how many ads are on page 11 of the Fishing Connection in July, and who are they? For a free Fishing Connection pocket t-shirt. You got to give me the correct amount of ads, and you got to read those people off to me. All right, 904-296-2692. You're listening to the GoneFishingShow.com in Jacksonville, Florida.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745. Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com. No matter how well-maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on-the-water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com. Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheep's head, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com.
You've been been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located on Mayport Road, just one block north of Levy, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966.
If you're a serious angler, you want to increase your casting distance and accuracy. You want to limit wind knots and bird nests. You want the new Wave Series rods from T. Allen Rods.
T. Allen Rod.
It's the first production rod in the world featuring a 100% carbon fiber rod mated with the microwave guide system. It's a revolutionary rod for serious anglers. The new Wave Series from T. Allen Rods. Built in America and available now at tallenrods.com. T. Allen Rods, the finest rods on earth.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
All right, welcome back.
Right.
We got one more segment left here in this first hour. We're throwing this question out. This is for a free price Fishing pack. Connection pocket t-shirt. Wow. How many ads are on page 11 of the July Fishing t-shirt. Connection, and who are they? You got to tell me the amount of ads and read them off to me for a free Fishing Connection pocket t-shirt, 904-296-26.
Why do you call it a pocket t-shirt?
Because it has a pocket.
It's got a little pocket.
Yeah, it's a t-shirt.
It sounds fancy, man.
Okay.
Makes it like you're,
it's got a pocket.
It's got a pocket.
It's a pocket tee.
Yeah. You can put
on a shirt.
You know how like you wear a pen protector?
Just tell her what bigger lips. What's
don't
that?
You wear a pen protector?
No.
Oh, I thought you were a nerd. All right.
Well, yeah, I am that, but I don't have a pocket protector or whatever you call it, pen protector.
All right. So, Elizabeth, you've been
on
vacation, I guess. You are a school teacher.
That is correct.
Is that a correct title, school teacher or educational assistant?
I would hope I educate kids. Huh? I try.
Yeah. What groups?
She wouldn't that's be what an assistant.
They pay her for.
What age group?
Kindergarten and I don't know what I'll be doing in the fall.
High school.
So you're the same grade as Fran teaches, huh? Kindergarten?
Yeah, yeah.
She teaches kindergarten.
Fran teaches kindergarten? Does she really?
Mm-hmm. Sure does. Spring Park Elementary.
My stepmom was a kindergarten teacher for
she's been doing
like 30 years.
25 years.
Fran? 25 years? She started out of kindergarten?
Did what?
Did she start out of kindergarten teaching?
No, but right out of
college. She doesn't look that old.
Well, she's not, but right out of college. I mean, you did the math, you know what I mean? You went right out of college, right to, she graduated from Georgia Southern and went right to, whatever. Time for that today.
Jeff, what'd you do with the tournament? Didn't you fish it?
Donkey donk.
Yeah. Donkey donk.
Did you get a donkey donk?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was a horrible day for me.
Wow.
Then we fished the tournament Saturday. I didn't do very well. I didn't catch any fish till 2:15. Mm-hmm. Weighing was at 3. So I didn't do so hot. And went and did Heroes on the Water on Sunday. And we pulled the kayaks out of the water. We were pressure washing them. And I figured there's got to be some bad funk on my kayak. So I pressure washed it, and it looks all nice and clean now.
Oh. And you're the one always getting on me for keeping mine all nice and polished, and you went and washed yours.
Well, yeah, but there was something that's causing some bad juju on that boat. So,
bad mojo?
Yeah, has some bad mojo on that boat. So I'm pressure
washed. Mine need to be cleaned. Oh my gosh.
I got rid of a couple of stickers that were on the side of it too. Pressure washer ripped them right off.
Don, how many days do you take your boat out on charters in a 7-day week? Average.
7 if he's lucky.
No, I can't do any more. I mean, 5.
5 out of 7 days?
5 out of 7. Truthfully.
And it's pretty.
Honestly, it's more closer to 6, but I mean, that's normally one day me and they are doing an R&D day.
Mm-hmm.
But like last week, I had 4 charters last week, and then I was off a day, and then I pre-fished one day. So that's 5. And then I Actually, Jim brought his boat down last Saturday, so I fished out of Jess' boat, and then I was out on Sunday.
All right. Here's the question I'm going to put towards you as a charter captain.
Okay.
What is your procedure for day one? In other words, you got a charter for Monday. What are you going to do the night before, the morning of, and after the charter?
I mean, I have a routine probably like most captains do. And, you know, it's funny because people come, you know, Jeff will come to the ramp with me or Elizabeth or whatever, even you. And, you know, people want to help you back the boat in or right. do this or that, load the boat. And it, because it's routine I have. But you know, that's why, you know, you're kind of like, no, thank you, I got it. You know what I mean? But,
right.
What I do, if I go out, let's say Monday, if I charter on Monday, I will start on Sunday night. And I just make sure my procedure is after every charter, I get home, I wash my cooler out, wash all my rods and reels, reline everything.
So prepare yourself for the next day that night. You come in.
So the next morning, all I have to do is load my boat. And then I will hit a gas station just to maybe top off, mm-hmm. get ice, and then hit one of the local bait stores, whatever area I'm going to be fishing at.
Right.
And then, you know, hit the ramp and then do my day's work and then come back home. And also I do the same thing every day. It's routine. You know, the only thing that gets me out of routine is if I have to have any kind of maintenance work done on my boat, I'll take it over to Matt over there. And I've had some things I've had him do for me here lately. But other than that, it's pretty – I try to stay in the same routine. That way I don't forget anything.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm very regimented about it, too. I mean, from the size of my boat, I put certain rods and reels on to, you know, where I have stuff in my front compartment of my Hughes where I've got, you know, certain lures here, my certain tackle here. And, I mean, so that way if I know throughout the week, it just helps me – it just keeps me straight throughout the week. So I know if I'm getting low on this or low on that, then – I know to go inside or go to somewhere and restock it or whatever, you know.
Right.
Was
that what you're asking for?
Yeah. Basically, what is your normal procedure from day to day as a charter captain, you know, from your point of view?
You know, the only thing that changes with me is the time I launch. Here, the weather like it's been, I try to go as early as possible regardless of the tide. The only thing that will vary will be the length of time I stay on the water. I don't really set a time clock, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll stay out until I think we've had a good day fishing. And then, so that's the only kind of the thing that changes is about when I get home, you know. But other than that, though, I keep the same routine as far as putting new line on every day, new hooks on every day, cleaning my rods and reels, the cooler, the boat. I forgot to clean the boat every day,
right.
Also.
Don't forget the compartment with the crabs in it.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Well, yeah, that happened one time, yeah.
All right, let me give you a scenario. Say it's Monday, you receive a call for a Tuesday charter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're doing your Monday deal. Monday night rolls around. Tuesday morning comes up. You go to pull out of your driveway. Tire's flat. What's your first thing you're going to do? Contact that client?
Well, yeah, well, no. First thing I'm going to do is I get up every day at 4 o'clock in the morning, regardless if I have a charter or not, just habit. So I would know that either the night before or that morning when I went out. You know, most trips start around 6:30 or 7 when the sun's coming up. So I'm going to know that ahead of time.
A couple hours ahead of time.
And either I'm going to either A, make an effort to change the tire or else put air in it or whatnot. And then while I'm doing that, I'll be lining something up as far as getting a new tire goes. I mean, I have a spare anyways.
I
have a floor jack and all that kind of stuff. I'll either change it out right then and there. Or depending on if it's a slow leak or whatnot.
He's well prepared.
Yeah. I try to be. I mean, but it's taken me years.
Doing what you can not to postpone that trip.
Yeah, well, absolutely. But I will call them and let them know that I am having difficulty. Like a couple weeks ago, I had a client that called me at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. And he was in town from Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And the only day he could go was that afternoon. And he said, can I meet you at 3? So thankfully I had, and that's what part of like the routine
right.
takes care of. Because in our line of work, as you know, somebody can call you, you know, the same day and want to go the same day or the very next day, and that way you're not scurrying around trying to get everything taken care of. So that way I'm already prepared, basically. All I have to do is I like to talk to clients, of course, leading up to the trip, and then I will, based on their fishing skills, so to speak, or their level, you know, some of them are novice, some of them are, you know, beginners, some of them can fish really well, then I will prepare my day for based on the clients I'm going to have on board. You know, I mean, some of them will throw jigs or jig heads. Some of them will just have to bottom fish. And also the number also kind of dictates the kind of fishing that we do. You know, some of us will throw, like you and I do, with their jig heads with a mud minnow. Some of them won't throw lures. And then some of them, you know, all they can do is bottom fish. And so I kind of prepare each day for what particular, the level of experience, I guess, so to speak.
So in other words, there is a lot of detail into being a charter captain. Basically, that's the point I'm trying to get across. A lot of people think that, you know, it's something fun. And it's probably fun, but there's a lot of work involved.
Well,
in it
never ends. I mean, it truthfully never ends, especially, you know, like when you kind of put yourself out there and you're trying to market your business. I mean, there's always something you can be doing. Just because, you know, you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and you get home at, let's say, 2, your day doesn't end there. You spend probably the next 2.5-3 hours, you know, cleaning the boat, redoing rods and reels, line and tackle, and all that kind of stuff.
Everything's got to be kept
and
up,
then,
ready to go.
I write articles for you guys and for a couple other, two other publications.
Right.
Not publications, one's the app and then one's the boat club down here.
Right.
You know, so there's always that to do. And then now it's returning emails. I have a lot of emails I have to return. I do that a lot. And then, like social media stuff. I mean, that'll take you hours to do social media stuff.
A lot to it.
So there is, truthfully.
All right, 904-296-2692. Still ain't got an answer for the question. How many ads are on page 11 of the Fishing Connection for July, and who are they? You'll receive a free Fishing Connection pocket t-shirt. Okay. How many ads are on page 11 in the Fishing Connection for July, and who are they? 904-296-2692. We'll return after this hard break, about 10 minutes.